Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Western Zuku fire under control, advisor Nuseto, DC Kohima Buchem, and others take aerial survey. Advisor and MLA Matang Yantan says NDPP-NPF merger aims at strengthening unity to support Indo-Naga political process. State Tobacco Control Cell, Nagaland, launches smoke-free subdivision headquarter campaign. And third capacity building training of trainers for vocational trainers under NEP Multi-Sector Skill Education Initiative held in Dimapur. Now's the news in detail. Deputy Commissioner Kohima, B. Henok Buchem, along with SDO Civil, Setsa Zubza, Imliakam, Nodal Officer Tejangule Zhao, District Commandant HG, CD and SDRF, Wopentang, and other district officials from police, forest, and fire emergency services today visited the base camp of the team engaged in combating the Western Zuku fire at Konoma. During the visit, Konoma youth representatives, SDRF, and other government agencies briefed the officials on the current situation. They informed that an inspection team had been sent and reported the presence of smoke in between burnt bushes, but no active flames were observed. IAF helicopters were also deployed, operating with bamboo buckets to suppress and contain the smoke. It was further mentioned that Western Zuku has been temporarily closed as a precautionary measure. We have a report.
Discussion was also held on whether to continue the operation while the helicopter team from Kharagpur along with youth volunteers and SDRF personnel expressed confidence that the fire had been contained. It was decided that a team would trek again to Western Zuku tomorrow to further assure the situation on the ground. Deputy Commissioner Buchem expressed gratitude to God and to all those involved and particularly applauded the spirit of human compassion shown by the team, especially the people of Konoma. Earlier in the day, advisor NSDMA and Z. Nuseto Nyuthe, along with district administration and NSDMA official, conducted an aerial survey of both the western and southern Zuko areas using a helicopter to assess the overall fire situation. Kahur Akashwani News, Kohima.
Advisor for Agriculture and MLA of 39 Sanis Assembly Constituency, Matang Yantan, today said that the NDPP-NPF merger was aimed at strengthening unity under a single regional party to support the Indo-Naga political process. Addressing the oath-taking ceremony of the Naga People's Front NPF 39 Sanis Constituency, he called for unity, grassroots work, and increased membership enrollment. On the occasion, oath was administered by Meribemo Kinghan, president of NPF Woka Division. The State Tobacco Control Cell, STCC, Nagaland, launched a smoke-free subdivision headquarter campaign under the National Tobacco Control Program, NTCP, during a sensitization workshop for stakeholders of Pugubotto subdivision held recently at the ADC office, Pugubotto. Additional Deputy Commissioner Pugubotto, Mayor Zungba Jamir, launched a campaign and called for coordinated efforts among community leaders, institutions and agencies to address tobacco use. We have a report.
Workshop focused on strengthening awareness, enforcement of tobacco control laws and promoting tobacco-free institutions. During the program, the EDC office Pugubotto was declared as tobacco-free office, while it also recognized 5 tobacco-free schools for compliance with tobacco-free educational institutions guidelines. Kahur Akashwani News, Kohima.
Deputy Director and State Nodal Officer, NTCP, Dr. I. Simon Sumi, highlighted the tobacco burden in Nagaland and stressed the importance of district and subdivision level stakeholders in effective NTCP implementation. The third capacity building training of trainers for vocational trainers under the NEP Multi-Sector Skill Education Initiative was held today in Dimapur. It was organized by Land Ahan India, LAHI, in collaboration with Samagra Shiksha, Department of School Education, Nagaland. The one-day training brought together vocational trainers from 26 government schools participating in the NEP Multi-Sector Skill Education Pilot aligned with NEP 2020 and NCF 2023.
The sessions were facilitated by Ayushi Sharma, Manager Training, and Matsurui Tetsuo, Senior Instructor, Lahi. Building on earlier TOTs, the workshop focused on strengthening classroom pedagogy, adolescent understanding, supportive learning environments, and translating policy into effective classroom practice. Trainers explored lesson planning, sequencing, learning outcomes, and assessment strategies across sectors such as agriculture, mechatronics, finance, fashion, healthcare, and coding. Participants engaged in group work to design lesson plans and micro-teaching activities, emphasizing hands-on learning, higher-order thinking, and real-world exposure through guest lectures and field visits. Garhur Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said that the Tariff Monitoring Unit working under the DGCA will be further strengthened to closely monitor the airfares. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Naidu said that in addition to domestic routes, the airfares on international routes are now also being monitored. He said whenever there is a possibility of a rise in airfares, the ministry takes necessary action. The minister said, in view of the recent Indigo crisis, leading to huge cancellation of regular flights, the ministry stepped in and capped the airfares to keep it reasonable and affordable.
The tariff monitoring unit that we have in our DGCA, by further strengthening it, and we are monitoring all the routes. What is the point of monitoring international routes? Because we would like to put that pressure on the airlines as well, so that the opportunities that lead to pricing situations don't happen. Complete by our ministry. Considering this, we also have a specific air service.
Specifically, humne tariff monitoring ka bhi ek suvidha rakhi hai.
The civil aviation minister said a tariff monitoring facility has been provided on the Air Seva portal, and if any passenger feels that the airfare is excessively high, then they can send a screenshot to the ministry through the portal. BJP today came down heavily on Congress, alleging that objectionable remarks were made during a Congress rally in New Delhi yesterday. Union Minister and senior JDU leader Rajiv Ranjan, alias Lalan Singh, said that the comment reflects Congress' mindset and its culture. Speaking to the reporters at Parliament premises, he said that the opposition has failed to win the trust of public, and that is why they are making such baseless allegations. Meanwhile, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi has refuted the allegations, saying that no one has made such remarks from the stage during the rally. Talking to reporters, she said that the allegations are baseless and the government does not want to run the house. The Iloy Ekhang of Wokha Village today organized its annual general conference cum volleyball tournament under the theme Create Opportunity to Make a Momentum aimed at rejuvenating and strengthening the women of the village. Chupyangza Baptist Church Wokha Malo Yantan, as the theme speaker, emphasized that sports today go beyond competition, serving as a platform for recreation, building relationships, and fostering unity by setting aside personal differences. She further urged participants to overlook negativity, promote one another, and work collectively towards the progress and development of society through love, unity, and friendship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have congratulated the Indian squash team for creating history by winning their first ever World Cup title. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi lauded the exceptional performance of Joshna Chinnappa, Abhay Singh, Belavan Senthil Kumar and Anahat Singh, noting that their dedication, discipline and determination have brought immense pride to the nation. He added that this achievement reflects the growing strength of Indian sports on the global stage. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached in Amman, Jordan. Mr. Modi was received by the Prime Minister of Jordan, Dr. Jafar Hassan, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. In a post on the social media platform X, Prime Minister Modi said he is thankful to Mr. Jafar Hassan for the warm welcome. Mr. Modi said he is sure that this visit will boost bilateral linkages between both nations. At the invitation of King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein, Mr. Modi is on a full-fledged bilateral visit to Jordan, which is taking place after a span of 37 years. This is the first leg of his three-country visit to Jordan, Ethiopia, and Oman. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Western Zuku Fire Under Control, Advisor Nuseto, DC Kohima Buchem, and others take aerial survey. Advisor and MLA Mathang Yantan says NDPP-NPF merger aims at strengthening unity to support Indo-Naga political process. State Tobacco Control Cell Nagaland launches smoke-free subdivision headquarter campaign. And third capacity building training of trainers for vocational trainers under NEP Multi-Sector Skill Education Initiative held in Dimapur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.